Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I occasionally make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's the fact that I'm just recording this and not doing any editing or any of that stuff. I'm just, throwing things out. The topic this week was Rhymes with Itch. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, Logan Berry. I love saying those two words. Logan Berry. Okay, Logan Berry, take over.
Sneaky Footsnap was a snitch. He had a plan to make it rich. Bertha Cusmore was a witch who made a fortune selling pitch. Sneaky dressed up like the bitch. Certain none would note the switch. His clever ruse had one small hitch. Sneaky Footsnap had a twitch. By virtue of this telling glitch, Sneaky wound up in the ditch, lifeless, cold, without a stitch.
Thank you, Logan Berry. I just got the coffee pot fired up. I probably should have turned it on the moment I woke up, but I have been so out of sorts with getting chores done and that kind of stuff. I haven't touched the pegboard for weeks. Yeah, I know the reason why. And, I miss the guy. He was my buddy. And, kind of throws you off. It's kind of weird, man. Kind of weird. Let's keep going. And, next up we have Tor Bregianu, who's going to tell... I wonder what... Okay, so we had a list of all the words. Let's see if Tor focuses on a particular rhyme of the word itch.
"Burn the rich," chanted the crowd, blocking the road. I asked one of them, "What's this, an Occupy revival?" "No, rich is short for rhymes with itch. We can't call odd old women with too many cats, rhymes with itch. That would be hate speech." "But there's no such thing as witches." A rubber bullet immediately knocked me to the ground, so I didn't get to see what happened next, with the tires and petrol cans, while the mob and the riot police looked on. Afterwards, they charged me with hate speech, denial, obstructing free expression, and provoking violence.
I need to wire you the bail money. Hold on, it'll get you out. This Western Union site's a pain in the butt. Just type this up here. And put in the note, and thank you, Tura. There you go. All right. Just hope you're out by next week. Next up, we've got somebody new to the challenge. It's Julie. I can never pronounce her last name right. I'm not even going to mess up people's names this week. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be real cool about it and just say, "Julie, here's your story, as read by a midget."
"I went to Catholic school, and we were not supposed to use certain words. Not that I didn't have the temptation to do so, but there were consequences. We didn't have Starbucks or Dunkin' in those days either. The coffee sucked, and so did the plaid polyester uniforms. Our vice principal was named Sister Fish, Marjorie Fish. No joke, she rhymed with itch. A lot. Especially when she caught me smoking in the girls' bathroom, and I tossed a cigarette and hit her in the leg, burning a hole in her support hose. Busted."
Thank you, Julie. And welcome to the weekly challenge. Please don't leave. People keep coming and going. It just makes my head spin. Next up, we have Bonne Chance, Longfall. Yes, I like to say it with an accent of a language I'm not very good at speaking. Like English. Here's Bonne... No, wait. It's not Bonchance. It's actually Sevi. Severina. Halo Star. Oh, man. How can I make such a... No, it just says 15 times here. It's actually Sevi. Oh, man. I'm getting careless, man. I'm getting careless. I really need to step up my game. This isn't a game. This is an exhibition of fine writing and, occasionally, fine storytelling. You see? That's how you spin it. It's marketing, I think. I don't know. I don't know about marketing. I just write. Occasionally ramble on Sundays. Right, and mutter, too. Okay, here's Sevi's story, I think, as read by Bonchance.
Crap Mariner's 100-word challenge. This week's challenge, word that rhymes with itch. This was written by Severina Hollister. Hitched. Links of strong steel, hitched securely behind wheels of freedom. Desire to travel somewhere. A wish to wander elsewhere. True desire to escape from the pain within me. The external torture you inflict within or around me. The hot, sharp knife-like words piercing through my soul, screaming through my vulnerable body, rendering me helpless and unable to move away from it, an inability to make it stop, boxed into a dark, damp hole, no exit to escape. One day, clarity offers hope, an opportunity to break free from the constant torture, from the pain. Step on the gas. Go.
Thank you, Bonchance and Sevi. What a wonderful couple they are. Aw, they're so cute. They make beautiful writings together. That's neat. See, I'm smiling. You can hear a smile. When someone's smiling, you can hear it shine through. And when you hear me muttering with the glum, you can hear that, too. See? Right there. Next up, we have, Serendipity Haven? Oh, right. Yeah, she's kind of new to this, so... No, but she's been writing for a while. But anyway, here's, I should just, you know... One of these days, I should just do, okay, thank you, and now, and then go with that. And you probably wouldn't be as interesting to the folks who like to hear the mad rambles and stuff. You like to hear me suffer, don't you? Oh, well. I do a lot of it, but it's mostly just whining and complaining. Like, there's no cat. Where's the... This is so much better when I have a cat right here and I can just go, hello, who's your good boy? Nope. He's over on the bed. Can't do it with Mist. She never hangs out. Right. So, move on. Serendipity.
It was the Flea family's holiday, and Father Flea was determined to make it a cultural experience. We're going to the literature festival, he announced, to the groans of the rest of the family. I picked up a program, and there's plenty for us to do. Will there be amusements and games? Bobby Flea asked. Candy floss and hot dogs? From Gemma, with a winsome look. No, we're going to listen to poetry, came his father's response to the universal groans. It'll be fun, an all-day event called Flea Poetry Through the Years, Rhymes with Itch. Wouldn't it be fun? Probably not.
Thank you, Serendipity. Ooh, I got an itch. God, I hope it's not fleas. Nardo had a lot of fleas, but we used to put goop on him, and then he'd try to eat the goop. Maybe that poisoned him in the end. Oh, no, flea goop. No, just, I know what happened. Too much coffee is what got to him. Yep, too much coffee. All right, that's the last time I ever share coffee with a cat. I mean, you put Bailey's in it, you put milk in it, and the cat's going to think, ooh, alcohol and milk. Hey, mind if I have a little sip? No, you don't do that. Plus, you get cat germs all over it. And they get human germs all over them. Ooh. Right. You don't hear me talking about Frisky much, do you? Oh, well. Crazy cat person. Speaking of crazy cat people, there's none crazier than Muncie. Muncie? Let's go on a crazy train trip through your mind. What do you mean the tunnel's closed? I gotta walk down there? I know that there's plenty of ventilation, but... All right. It's dark in here. I might get eaten by a Gru.
Greetings, podcast listeners, and thank you for allowing me into your home. Oh, I know. You didn't really allow me into your home. I broke in, and I'm currently prowling around without your knowledge while you're distracted by this episode of 100 Word Stories. But thank you nonetheless. I'm standing behind you right now. But as long as you don't turn around, I won't kill you. Rhymes with Itch by Chris Monroe. I'd thought losing my soul would hurt. It didn't. Well, maybe a little, but only for a moment. Afterwards, I thought I'd feel empty, like something important had been taken from me, and that much was true. Something had been taken from me. Guilt, shame, the burden of caring about the needs of others. Their absence is a weight removed from my shoulders. I finally feel free. The high priest takes my soul, weds it to the phylactery, and sends it with my minion to be hidden somewhere it will never be found. And I rise from my altar, immortal. Short fiction to be found at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweets at MunzeeMunzee. To those of you who didn't turn around, I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Muncie. And remember, if you get a phylactery with the soul of a drunk, it truly is like tying one on. All right. Next up is Lizzie. Oh, cool. She's back. And apparently the last story resulted in some sort of murder. I'm sorry, London Junkers. Junkers. It's Junkers, isn't it? Junkers, Junkers, man. You think people get my name all mean? Whew. I thought that would be kind of cool. Oh, no. All right. So, here is Lizzie and her story.
Hi, everyone. Lizzie Goodcuff here. And this is the text I wrote for this week's challenge. It's a bit of a tongue twister. And also, cover your ears. Just a friendly advice. Okay, here it goes. The old witch who knew zilch about motorized vehicles kept driving her broom into the drainage ditch. She didn't know there was a switch to override the broom's ignition glitch. Yes, it was an older model, just because the witch liked everything kitsch. So, one day, a fellow kitsch witch told her that Mr. Fitch, the rich man with the barber's itch, had solved the broom's problem with a simple machine stitch. The witch was very suspicious, which made her scream in a high pitch, "I hate machines!" And again, she nosedived into the drainage ditch, which was full of... Okay. if you like, drop by lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. My writing blog, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie, although I'm trying to figure out what the word is that you didn't include. Fish? Astrolab? No. Mendicant? No? Okay. Man, there's going to be a lot of filling in the blank this week. Let's see, who's next? Zachman? Okay, let's go with Zachman. Yay! He's already retweeted my, tweet of the post for the next topic. So, there you go. Folks, 100 word story. I know I don't put much up there. What should I put up there? Then I'll probably ask for comments, and I don't want to leave any comments. You can write emails. You can put it, include it with your next weekly challenge suggestion, but then you'd also suggest a topic, and you know how good I am at following up on those. I don't know. Maybe I should take a break. Should I take a break of a month? What do you think? Maybe do these monthly challenges? Yeah. Then I could relax the other 3 weeks, wake up late, not put so much Bailey's in my coffee, hang out with a cat. Although there's no cat here, I'd have to go hunt it. Do you know how hard it is to find a black cat in the dark? That was so great about Nardo. He was orange. He was bright orange. He was like a traffic cone compared to these cats. And, well, it wasn't hard to just say, "Hey, Nardo, where are you?" And no matter where he'd be, he'd just be like, "Oh, what? Oh, yeah, Dad wants me. Hey, Dad." And be like, you know, pat on me. "Oh, yeah, I like this." I tried to appreciate those days while he was around. You know, when I went to see the William Shatner show the other night, the man won at the Game of Life. I'm calling a joke. He's like, "What are you going to see that? What the heck?" The man is 81, and he's happy now. And he's won the Game of Life. Yeah, he's made mistakes, and he's screwed things up. But he's happy, and he tried, and he took risks. And, well, good for him. Good for him. And he danced with a rolling chair, which... we have carpet here, so I can't really do that. Maybe I could do that at work. Dance with my rolling chair for a bit. No, the cubicles are too close together, and they don't let us stand up, or they have feeding tubes and all sorts of other stuff, but no. No, maybe I'll dance with a rolling chair. Here's Zach Mann. He's dancing with a straight-back chair that's kind of clunky and noisy.
I don't know if old medicine is always a bad idea. Much of our modern discoveries originated with third world medicine men, said Alex. Are you giving up on modern medicine? Asked Jake. No, not really. We tried modern medicine first. Although what Granny has currently seems incurable with modern medicine. Granny saw this professional on a morning talk show who has had a great deal of success with cases like hers. We decided to try her before using hospice. Is she a specialist? Inquired Jake. Alex replied, Well, you could say that, but her job title ends in itch.
Thank you, Zach, man. You've brightened my day, although it's more like the fact that the sun's finally coming up. That's brightening it, but you're helping brighten it too. It's just a little brighter, although it may be too bright and I may have to wear shades. Every year I break my sunglasses right around this time of year, and I need to get a new pair, and it's like, okay, do I get another pair of Ray-Bans and spend $7,000, or do I get some cheap sunglasses that look like hell, but what do I care? I'm not the one who has to look at me. You know, that explains golf pants. Ooh, am I old enough to get golf pants yet? Oh, that would be awesome. I've been waiting all my life for that. I don't like to golf, but I sure want to wear golf pants. I wrote a story about that, didn't I? I've been going back through the archives and doing word counts. It's amazing how off some of my stories are. The Magic of Music had 116 words in it. There were some that had 94. I mean, it's 100-word stories, man. It's got to be 100 words. And some of them were 99 because I had a dash in there and I didn't take account for that. I mean, what am I doing? It's supposed to be 100 words. It says so right there on the banner. Doesn't say so on the domain because, well, I let somebody else get that domain 7 years ago. I should have taken it for myself. I should have been greedy. I should have said, no, it's my domain. Mine. Although, podcastingisfullofcrap.com is kind of nice. It's kind of funny. Rolls off the tongue and falls into the trash. Got refrigerator magnets. What should I do? I do this every week, don't I? It's not funny anymore. Next up, we have someone who is always funny anymore. In fact, as I'm going through the archives, I see all of his stories. I'm not cleaning his up, though. That's if he wants to do that, I can give him a login, and he can go in and just, you know, do all sorts of stuff with them. No, this cleanup effort is to get my stuff ready for, I don't know, live reads, Kindles. Do you think there's live reading play? I've been looking. I see lots and lots and lots and lots of events. You just have to break through the ice and find the one that matches you. It's not like a Stratford Shakespeare Festival, I know, but who knows? Who knows what'll happen? Who knows where I'll make a fool of myself next? Shit, wherever I go, really. Oh, here's Tom and his story.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn. Rhymes with itch. Sounds like ditch. Two syllables. First syllable. Fly. Mosquito. You're flapping your arms. You're a condor. Don't give me that look. You're the jerk who's going to lose us this game. Okay, you're picking something out of the ground. You're smelling it. It's a flower. Yes, flower. And something's coming out of the flower. And it bites you. No, it stings you. A bee. Good. Second syllable. You're riding on a horse. No, you're flying on a horse. No, you're flying on a broom. Bee broom? Well, fuck you too. You're a witch. Bewitched!
Thank you, Tom. It's my turn now. Okay, here we go. Doing the gestures and... Oh, you can't see them. Is there a video podcast that actually does charades? How would you do that? I think it would have to be live. That could be a live feed on a Google Hangout. You see? There's technology for everything. Ah, man. Like a coffee maker that... It could automatically put in Bailey's and instead of having to pick up the bottle and pour it in yourself. Yeah! Oh, that's messed up. Anyone could put in Bailey's. I mean, I can do it. Guy David could do it. In fact, hold on. Here, let me get him. Here's a bottle. Okay, and here's a coffee pot. Okay, here comes Guy and his story. So get ready.
The Speech, a 100-word story by Guy David. I wanted to make a speech in order to find my own niche, but I just couldn't reach my papers who were scattered at the beach. So I gathered them each into a notebook I stitched. Still the words began to screech until my voice came at the wrong pitch. And I had to pull down the switch, lest my audience I would enrich, and make them rich. So I had to ride my ostrich, all the way to a ditch, where I was picked up by a witch, who didn't even flinch, as she turned me into a sandwich.
Oh man, I love that! Turned into a sandwich. Sandwich, ostrich. All these words that rhyme with itch. And everyone's trying to avoid focusing on that one. Why would I make that topic? Do you know where the topic came about? Did you know? Cliff, Uncle Monster, suggested itch. And I said, there's this man on the radio saying horrible things. Why not see where people naturally go with that old rhymes with itch? It was some political thing. Was it Nancy Reagan or was it someone else just as nasty? I'm not going to say who they are, but there's someone who is like, they rhyme with witch and baking cookies and all that stuff. All these insults that get thrown around every 4 years in America. And yet... we still keep going. Oh, well, I guess I'll put on my hoodie then. Right. Thank you, Guy David. Ostrich. Sandwich. An ostrich sandwich. Ooh. I could go down to Fuddruckers, even though they have world-famous hamburgers. They have ostrich burgers. I like ostrich burgers. Although, long ago, someone who I haven't seen for a very long time said that they taste like zoo. I haven't seen a lot of people for a very long time. I tend to just enjoy home, the quiet, with the dwindling number of cats. Oh, right. Danny is here. Yeah, Danny's back. He took last week off, and now he's back. You see, people take a week off, they think, they reflect. It's like, man, this is getting so... And then they get away from their... Oh, man, I need that drug. I need that weekly challenge drug. I miss it so much. And then they're back. So, Danny, all right, fill out this form, and welcome back. Here's your drug.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 309. Rhymes with itch. So here we go. The witch with a severe facial twitch, who lived in the English town of Ipswich, looked at the topic for this week's challenge, certain that Crap Mariner was challenging her to write a story without swearing. The witch, whose name was Mitch, accepted the challenge, insisting if she did swear, she would beat herself with a switch. Mitch clacked away on her typewriter, completing the story without a hitch, despite her facial twitch. Here you thought I couldn't get through this week's challenge without calling myself a bitch, she exclaimed. After a long sigh, Mitch beat herself with a switch.
Thank you, Danny. Now that wasn't my intention. Okay, maybe it was. Maybe it's not. Ooh, okay, here's something funny. Thank you, Danny. I'm focused on this now. I'm reading something from the company blog. Some of you probably already know where I work. Okay, so this is an official cancellation request. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got psalms. All right, the official response. Thanks for your unique note. Definitely was a nice break from the norm. We're glad to continue being a part of your success. Please contact us should the future needs arise. Thanks. It was a subtle reminder to get out of your seat and jump around. So the lesson to all of you is get out of your seat and jump around. So I wrote a note into the guy who handles the blog for the... I don't handle... That would make too much sense. But the guy who's the social media genius, actually he says he's a ninja. So he's not a guru, he's a ninja. He killed the guru with a katana in the middle of the night with throwing stars and all that. But I suggested to him he should have a contest of people getting out of their seat and jumping around. And then go around the office filming people getting out of their seat and jumping around. Just like, okay, get out of your seat and jump around. And just to have people jump around and... That could be kind of fun. Or not. Sweating to the oldies, you know? What? No? Okay. I thought I had a good idea. Oh, well. Right. I'll just keep going. We've got three more stories to go. So, hold on. Hold in there. Even though we've got only about, 15 stories this week? Yeah, it's kind of dragging it out. Having a little more. I'm trying to fill it in, pad it in, keep it going. Is that right? Okay, no. So, here's one from, all of her names, Talk Marie, Red Goddess, the Queen of the Four Bridges, and all that. Ooh, bridges. That sort of rhymes with witch. Bridge? Witch? Ostrich? Sandwich? Ipswich? All these words. I'm looking up rhymingdictionary.com. Whoa. That rhymes with wit? Uh-oh. Ooh. I should have been more careful. I'm just going to hand the microphone to the midget and take a break. Here's Red Goddess.
In this depressing economy, many are working jobs they thought were only reserved for high school dropouts and so-called illegal aliens. Working Americans find themselves at the mercy of those who... shall we say, rhymes with itch? Depending on the day and imprint of their assaulting insults, many names are reserved for those bosses, managers, and upper management, and the rest with big titles, but lacking in little common courtesy. People's identities and dignity should not be tied to their jobs. Hourly wages are where they rank on the poverty line. When least expected, karma will scratch them out.
Ooh. Wow, that's tough talk. Yee. remind myself never to get in a tangle or a tussle with Red Goddess. Thank you! Don't hurt me! Ooh, is Karma a cat? Is Karma scratching? Ooh, Karma could be a dog like scratch, like a corgi. Do corgis go after badgers? Which are the ones that go after badgers? It's not bloodhounds. Is it bassets? Which ones? Terriers? Who goes after... What? Ooh, meerkats. Any dogs go after meerkats? The long... Dachshunds! Dachshunds are the ones, because they can fit in the tunnels, because they're so long and doofy. And tasty, too. Ever eaten a dachshund? Oh, man, they're good. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're just... Oh, they're delicious. I know. People wind up eating their golden retrievers. They're like, oh, we're a yuppie. Oh, we just lost our meaningless middle manager job. Oh, the children need braces and we can't afford food now. They eat the golden retriever. You know, the problem is they overcook it from a golden brown to, like, you know, just crispy. Ugh, gross. Oh, and take the collar off first. Why am I talking about eating? I don't have a dog. I have cats. I think I do, allegedly. Oh, wait. What are you doing up there? Have you been hiding there all this time, little bitch? Oops. Just, yeah, I know. The Mist's nickname is Misty Bitch. God, she's so stuck up. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Uncle Monster, Cliff's story, and I'm going to go get Mist. So, here we go.
The Ad, by Clifford Lowe. I was tired of reading my own stories, so I put an ad on Craigslist. I got one response. It was not quite what I was expecting.
Hi, I'm responding to your ad for voice talent. I've been at this for some time, and I know my way around a recording studio. I can send you samples of my work. I'm currently employed, but I've decided that it's time I got out of the basement and struck out on my own. My contact info is attached.
I think I'll keep reading my own stuff. I just didn't like his pitch.
Thank you, Cliff. Clifford, Uncle Monster. Cliff Clifford, that's a cool name. Cliff Clifford, Uncle Monster. Great. Now I'm coming up with theme music. This is where I'd say, okay, all right, come on. How about we get good old... Wait, am I missing one? I'm missing somebody. I am. Whoa. Hold on, I'm bringing up all messages. And I know... I'm missing someone. Aha! Yeah! Ah, you tried to sneak away, did you, Norval Joe? Wow. Thank you, Google Mail and all messages. I just rescued your... Something weird happened. I thought I... Hold on, I'm looking in the last week folder where I drag stuff into as I do the stories. Wow. Man, this could have been a disaster. Thank goodness. Oh, okay. Well, here's Norval Joe, and... Oh, I just dodged a bullet there.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available on Podiobooks.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 309, with a prompt of Rhymes with Itch. So here's my story. Spleen launched himself across the woodpile at the boy. His razor-sharp claws extended and acid ichor dripped from his fangs. He dropped to the floor and hissed at the woman and boy across the woodpile. He leapt with all his might, the muscles of his thighs like tightly wound springs. He flew across the woodpile at the boy and could taste his blood. The woodpile still between them, he screamed and launched himself again, only to drop to the ground where he'd started. "What are you, a witch?" Spleen hissed at the woman. Sharika laughed. "Something like that," she said. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Whew, thank goodness. Oh, thank you, Norval Joe. Oh, we could have been a Norval Joe-less show. That would have been terrible. Oh, man. I'm getting sloppy. Been doing this for over 6 years on the weekly challenge. I never made a mistake like that. I should just try to catch my breath. Well, maybe it's just too much Bailey's. Maybe it's not having a cat next to me, directing the show. I'm losing it, man. I'm losing it. The midget is reading stuff for other people. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I should just hand it over to Planet Z and just take a break. Yeah, that's a good idea. Here's Planet Z, everyone. What the hell happened?
Deep under Mount Thundercloud, we've found the Shadow Machine. Acres of pipes and motors and engines built by the ancients. It still feels warm. What does it do? I don't know. Nobody does. All these plans and blueprints and manuals are in the language of the ancients. All their power just waiting. Buttons, switches, dials. Which to use first? What? Google has the language of the ancients in its translate site? Oh. Okay. We'll take the plans and manuals back to... Oh, it's on your mobile. Wow, that's impressive. Who the fuck needs this ancient shit, right? Let's go home.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about Rhymes with Itch. Thanks to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. I really mean that. Thank you. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I really mean that. Thank you. Oh, for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, what the hell is this Pinterest site? And a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. I know I don't. Until next week, where the topic will be... What is it? Well, it's April Fool's next week. Shall we go with Fool? Okay, let's go with Fool. This is Lawrence Simon, the biggest fool of all, saying thank you again, even more genuine, for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Dun, 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 dun. Man, I come up with some really weird theme music.